Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I already retweeted this out earlier, but one of you guys already did it again. But Omaha Scanner has a Twitter message out. It came about 9 hours ago. He placed a zip tie on his testicles, and he needs assistance getting it off. Okay.
Right.
All right. So I don't know why you would do
that. The zip tie or the testicles?
That's what I said. My original one was, getting off what? But basically, a zip tie around your testicles. And he didn't have scissors to click it off? Because you can actually reach your testicles unless you're tied up, too.
It's got to be too tight.
The push told me. But even then, you can still get you could probably get some scissor head in there and snip it off.
I would try everything possible
before I'd call somebody.
Calling the authorities.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
That's what they're going to do when they rescue you.
Right.
The same damn thing.
And just snip it off, right.
Yeah. Unless you can work the jaws of life in there somehow.
The zip ties are, tough to get out of, but they are still just plastic. You just take a pair of scissors and slice it off. You know?
He must have been drunk. So wouldn't you, drive yourself to the hospital if you could?
He was either drunk or he was doing something sexual to himself, obviously. It sounded like a sexual thing. A zip tie on your nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's why that guy was going to do when he charged the Capitol with the zip ties. Put them on people's nuts. Like his own, We're going to all bust in here and put these on our nuts.
Oh, they're not for kidnapping. For my balls.
And also, I said to Nick, it's Nick's last hour in the office. He's allowed back in the studio on Monday since October, I believe. And I said, make sure you tell the kid goodbye. And I asked Puss about this. I said, our orphaned kid in the office, it is some of the darkest things we've ever done on the show. And I don't even know where it started.
I don't either. I can't remember where that bit
I don't remember either.
Began.
Why we have an orphan that lives in the office by himself.
Yeah, as far as I know, that bit had no genesis.
No. Well, I can think. I don't know. I don't know what it is either. Yeah, I threw it out there because I said don't throw it out there, but I'm thinking a listener will know.
Well, when you skip past the obvious comedy of that situation, it can seem a little creepy.
It totally seems creepy because you start thinking about a real kid in the office and Nick has to say goodbye to him today at 10 and never see him again.
Yeah, it's going to be sad.
I actually said out loud to you,
and the kid's not been lonely since October because Craig's there early, then Nick's there the rest of the day.
Yeah. I think he's been annoyed more than anything that I've been here.
But I actually said to Tyler, we got to make sure to remember to take him along when we move out. I actually said that out loud.
You did.
Like there's a kid in there.
And I said, you're right, as I walked out of the office. I said, that is weird.
I always figured the bit started when the kid arrived.
That would make sense.
He forced the issue.
I think we think it's funnier than most people because it is kind of creepy.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It became a kid in the office that we're supposed to be responsible for. And then also, we don't feed him. We don't let him out in the sunlight.
Well, there's a few M&Ms in there.
Yeah, but that's been part of the joke too. He doesn't get out. He stays in the office. He can. We don't know where he pees, and he gets. And he's really opaque looking.
Yes,
and he gets no sun. So it's not only is he an orphan in the office that we're supposed to take care of, but he's an abused orphan in the office, and we think it's funny.
Well, neglected.
We don't know that.
No, that's right. We don't hit the kid.
Right, because he's unsupervised.
This bit means we don't hit the kid. Right.
Yeah. About.
But 18, we do neglect him.
18 hours a day, so he may get off. Get out. On his own.
We locked that door.
You can open it from the inside.
Yeah.
You might have a key.
Yeah.
Sure. It's not locked from the inside. He can get out and go, you know.
Check the camera, see if a kid gets out.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't fed him, so he's obviously making a trip to Burger King or something.
Well, and as we found out, the food in the break room is available.
You want it. Yeah. I replaced the tuna sandwich.
Sandwiches are free.
Yeah. He's pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But we should make sure we take him.
Yeah, we got to move with us.
We are moving properties here.
Although then he'll really be lonely because there won't be the TV people wandering the halls at all hours.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Then there will be a period of the time where he will be alone.
Oh. Yeah, but there's a bunch of stuff in that area.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff.
He would welcome that.
Yeah. Maybe.
And that.
When we talk about this, it does really feel like there's a kid in here.
It does. And by the way, another weird thing about this, if you notice this, and this is weird for us. We never named him.
Well, you don't want to get too close.
We call him the orphan kid. We never even gave him a name for this bit.
We're just caretakers. Sort of. Sort of caretakers.
Usually, but people that take in rescue dogs at least know their name and then give them to other people.
No, when you're breeding dogs and you have a litter of puppies.
We didn't breed this kid. We took him in, man.
You don't give the puppies names. You don't become attached to him like
that. That's why the reason
we didn't want to give him permanence.
Right.
Yeah, but orphan kid sounds kind of harsh.
So we just call him by the name of whatever color his collar is.
The green office orphan.
Blue.
He's Mr. Blue. Yeah.
You took him in and did the absolute least amount you could do.
And made a bit out of it.
Here's the office. Bye.
You're on your own, kid.
Here's your home.
Craig will be in here a couple hours a day.
There's an M&M and some cereal.
And he's been sharing it for a while now with Nick.
But I think you like the new neighborhood.
Yeah.
A lot more for him
to
do.
That's saying somebody's got to remember to take him.
Yeah. He'll probably just curl up in one of these drawers in the desk.
Yeah. Well, just leave him a note in case we forget and tell him we're removed.
Can he read or do we need to draw pictures?
I don't know anything.
Probably do.
The bit hasn't evolved that much. I just know we don't feed him and he doesn't see sunlight.
He's going to write down an address and leave an Uber gift card. Here, come join us whenever.
You're right. We don't know his name. We don't know how old he is. Do we know it's a he?
We assume.
Are we even sure of that?
I think if it were a she,
it would be creepy.
If you trace the bit, he was. If you trace the bit, he was probably 7 or 8, and he's probably 14 now. The bit's been going on a while.
Yes.
So that makes it even weirder as a teenage kid sitting in there.
Yeah. And if it were a girl, that would be weird.
But we wouldn't overstep that boundary.
Hey. That'd be too far.
That's too far.
We would not have a 10-year-old girl in there. That'd be wrong.
Right.
Because it would have no female influence. It'd just be a bunch of bad uncles, and that's not good.
Is it on us, or is it on the audience that he has not found a forever home? I mean, is it our job?
Well, we never really offered him up to anybody.
Right. No, we didn't. We have kind of...
You would think altruistic person.
Craig is right. We kind of just kept him.
Would step forward and say, I think I can give him a better life.
Yeah.
Well,
no one has.
Have you tried, Todd? Have you put up like a Craigslist posting or something?
No.
Free to a good home?
Call him by his collar name because he does have a collar on.
You can name him. We haven't.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.